How to make a change. It would be unrealistic to assume that you know how to pivot your life. Like anything in life, it takes time to understand how to try something new, and that's why we're going to break it down for you. Making a change doesn't have to be a chaotic process. Although each person will approach it differently, you can certainly follow a step-by-step process to ensure you aren't wasting time and you're pivoting in the right direction. Set an intention. This step is potentially the most important. Just like you set goals for work or fitness plans for a new year, you need to set goals for your transition in life. Going into a new life phase means a new set of intentions, and it's your job to line up those intentions for yourself clearly. To make it a little easier to understand, here's a breakdown of vague goals versus clear, measurable intentions for your life pivot. Vague. I'll start exercising more. Intentional. To live a healthier lifestyle, I'll start working out at the gym 2 times a week and attending a yoga class at least once a week for 6 months. If things go well, I'll reassess my goals and increase the cadence at which I exercise. Vague. I want to try out a different career path. Intentional. Because I'm not happy with my current career path, I'll start freelancing on the side to try out different career possibilities. I'll do this for at least 6 to 8 months to get a good idea of what I like and don't like, and then I'll check in with myself to see what I like best. Vague. I want to make my marriage better. Intentional. I haven't been putting enough effort toward my marriage, and I want to change that. I'll promise my spouse at least 1 date night every week, and when we have an argument, I'll be more introspective and less defensive. Vague. I'd love to start going on more vacations. Intentional. I'll reach out to my close friends to see who's down for a few vacations this year. Because I'd like to see the U.S. more, I'll be sure to target the West Coast and the South when I'm planning different trips. Let your intentions marinate. It's one thing to set goals and intentions for yourself, but it's another thing to really let them sink into your mind. After you set intentions for your new life, try meditating on them. That doesn't mean the classic yoga pose and an om every once in a while. There are different ways to meditate on your goals. Here are a few. Keep a journal. Document your thoughts and your progress regularly. Your journal will be a safe space for your thoughts. Talk to your friends and family about your new life pivot. In other words, make it official. As soon as you tell other people and garner support from your loved ones, you'll be much more likely to really commit to your new intentions. Set aside more time for yourself. There's nothing like a good old day of TLC, especially when you're contemplating a life change, whether it's a small life change like a new wardrobe or a significant change like an attitude pivot. Me time will be essential to your success. Document your intentions. This is different from keeping a journal because this is more like a promise to yourself. This is less of an investigation of your feelings and more of a commitment, a written pledge, which is shown to make more of an impact on your overall success. It helps to pin your written promise somewhere visible, like a mirror, by the kitchen sink or in your car. Think about your obstacles. Did you read that correctly? Absolutely. Contingency plans are essential because they prevent you from feeling let down if things don't go according to your hopes and wishes. You mustn't be unrealistic with this life pivot, so be sure to think about any potential obstacles when you're making plans and setting intentions. It's never fun to think about the negatives, but it's even less fun to deal with them when they're unexpected. Get ahead of the game and list out some things that could potentially go wrong. You'll thank yourself in the long run. Decide what is realistic. Here's the bubble burst for all the dreamers out there. Sometimes, we come up with dreams that aren't realistic, and as much as that hurts, we need to determine which dreams are feasible and which ones are far-fetched. When you're trying to change up your life, you might start out with lots of ideas swarming around in your mind. That's normal, and it's an excellent way to jumpstart the change-it-up mentality. But once you've let your dreams run wild, you need to reel it back in with a dose of reality. To get you started, here are some questions you should mull over. Is this affordable? Oftentimes, our idea of a significant change is a costly one. It might sound exciting at first, but when you crunch the numbers, you realize you're not financially prepared for this big of a life pivot. For example, if you decide you want to move across the country, but you don't have enough money for the move, you find yourself in a tough spot. In this case, you could push back the timeline so that you can still make your big move, but after a period of saving money. Do I really want this? It seems simple enough, but when we get caught up in dreamland, we tend to forget to ask ourselves the simple but big questions. This is a classic case with drastic hairstyle changes. Hairstylists often find people sitting in the salon chair, panic on their faces, asking the stylist if they really want a different hairstyle, after already having committed to it. This is one example of many, but the basic gist is that it's easy to get an idea in your mind that you really want something new or different, yet perhaps you haven't thought about the actual change as much as you've thought about the idea of change. What is my plan? This is actually a huge question that encompasses many others, but don't forget to acknowledge it as an important step in your process. You can't make a change without a plan. So once you've decided you really want the life pivot and that it's realistic for you, you'll need to start planning. Set a timeline. We're not about to tell you that change follows a linear path. It doesn't. It's messy, unpredictable, and often time-consuming. But that doesn't mean it isn't doable. Once you've decided you want to pivot your life, you'll want to make it stick by setting a timeline. This timeline should be leaning on the conservative side and should definitely be realistic. If you set a time frame of seeing the results from your change after 3 weeks, you're going to be discouraged when you don't see those results. Instead, set realistic expectations for yourself about the timing. You may consider not setting up a concrete end goal and instead just set up several timelines for mini goals. There are many different ways to time it out. The important thing is to make sure you're managing your time well and managing your expectations better. Keep your eyes on the dream. We've talked about goals, and those are important, but what you really need to focus on is the big picture. It's not often in life that you'll hear that, so now is a great time to embrace it. The thing about pivoting your life is there is no formula for you to follow. There's also no timeline you have to adhere to. This is 100% a personal decision, and you don't have to do it a certain way because it's your own vision. Some people spend an entire lifetime pivoting their lives. It is a constant. With all that said, it's exciting. Changing your experience is one of the few things you'll have control over in your life. So when you start to get caught up in the nitty-gritty, try to zoom out and keep your eyes on the overall dream. Who do you want to be? What do you want your life to be like? How do you want to get there? Replace old habits. Part of your change will be focused on pivoting toward what you do want, and part of your change will be about pivoting away from what you don't want. We're all guilty of forming bad habits throughout our lives, and when you're making changes in your lifestyle, it's a good time to start whittling down those bad habits. To make things easier, instead of trying to get rid of a bad habit, try swapping it for a better one. For example, if your habit is that you eat ice cream late at night, try swapping the ice cream for a bowl of berries. That way, you're not going cold turkey, but you're still ensuring that the bad habit is being phased out. Stick with it. This is the hardest of them all, and you probably know exactly why. How many times have you said you would start doing something, felt really committed, and then 6 weeks later, it completely stopped? Chances are you've probably all done this pretty often. We've all been there. It's hard to keep up with a change, but this one is different. It's not just a change, it's a life pivot. You're not here because you want to change the way you exercise or start eating healthy. You're here because you don't like the way you're living your life, and you're ready to shift it so that you're happier with your life. Simple enough, right? Whenever you get the feeling that you don't want to give up, come back to your why. Ask yourself why you decided to make this change in the first place. Remember where you were a few months ago and why you weren't happy with that version of yourself. Come back to your list of things you want to change. It may be hiding, but it's in there. It's in you.